from the book of Genesis. In the course of the night, Jacob arose, took his two wives with the two maidservants and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had taken them across the stream and had brought over all his possessions, Jacob was left there alone. Then some man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. When the man saw that he could not prevail over him, he struck Jacob's hip at its socket, so that the hip socket was wrenched as they wrestled. The man then said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." The man asked, "What is your name?" He answered, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be spoken of as Jacob, but as Israel, because you have contended with divine and human beings and have prevailed." Jacob then asked him, "Do tell me your name, please." He answered, "Why should you want to know my name?" With that, he bade him farewell. Jacob named the place Peniel, "Because I have seen God face to face," he said, "yet my life has been spared." At sunrise, as he left Peniel, Jacob limped along because of his hip. That is why, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the sciatic muscle that is on the hip socket, inasmuch as Jacob's hip socket was struck at the sciatic muscle. The Word of God. My earliest remembrance of blessing was part of my childhood bedtime ritual. One of my parents would bless me and my sisters. They would pray for safety and for God's love to embrace us. I can still remember the feeling of great love and contentment, the feeling that nothing would go wrong from those blessings of my childhood. And in today's reading, we again hear of blessing. Jacob, whom we meet in our reading today, was a conniving trickster. Yet his story revolves around the notion of relationship and blessing. For Jacob was blessed and claimed by God. It had been 20 years since Jacob left home, or to be more accurate, it has been 20 years since he fled his brother's wrath, heading into the wilderness. It has been many years since Jacob had tricked his brother Esau out of his birthright and out of their father's blessing. In these years, Jacob made a new life in Haran, and God blessed him richly with wives and children and much livestock. Today's narrative finds Jacob returning home. "Return to the land of your ancestors and to your kindred, and I will be with you," God says to him. You know the story, this powerful promise, "I will be with you." But Jacob is worried about his brother Esau. He sends his wives and children and everything he owns across the ford of the river, and he is left alone, solitary, and stripped of everything dear to him. and the angel, the man, comes and pays him a visit. They wrestle. Jacob's hip is broken, and he demands a blessing before he'll let the man go. Jacob arrives from this encounter with a blessing, a new name, and the sun rising on a new day. But he also walks away with a limp, a reminder of the cost of wrestling with God. Over and over again, God chooses to enter into personal relationships with flawed human beings, people like Jacob and like us, making covenants with folks who do not automatically become better just because God chooses them. Jacob saw the face of God and lived to tell the tale. We too are blessed and claimed by God, and we see the face of God each day in our struggles and in our blessings and in our limps. We pray today that the God who gave Jacob everything he needed for his life will bless us abundantly and claim us forever.